USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is visiting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We have a lot to discuss just ahead of the G7, lots of global issues.
Speaking in Ottawa on Thursday, Trudeau says they will be discussing trade and continuing to create a global trading system that works for everyone. Secretary of State Pompeo has a message for Congress regarding the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
We need to get the USMCA wrapped up. We need to get it done. And we need our parliaments vote for that. And by then, it'll be good for the people all across North America.
The El Paso Walmart, where 22 people were murdered, will reopen within the next few months. It'll be completely renovated and add a permanent memorial for the victims. A store spokesman gave an update today saying nothing will ease the pain of what happened on August 3rd, and we are hopeful that reopening the store will be another testament to the strength and resilience of the community. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.